Our gospel for this Pentecost Sunday is the gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. In our gospel for today, Jesus helps us better appreciate and understand the relationship between himself and the Father, and he announces the coming of the Holy Spirit. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say to you that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." These are the words of God for us this day. I invite you to be seated. So as we ponder these words of God for us this day and try to make better sense out of this incredible celebration we know as Pentecost, would you join with me in a word of prayer? Gracious Lord, this is a special day in the life of the church. It is by your design, by your plan, the birthday of the church, the day when you infuse the church with the power of the Holy Spirit, even as you did oh so many years ago, empowering the church of that day with the Holy Spirit. Empower this church, Good Shepherd, the church of your designing. Empower us and all your expressions of faith, your churches, with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we might truly live out the faith and be witnesses of the truth that you have come for us to proclaim. In your name we pray. Amen. So today on this Pentecost Sunday, what we desire to do in keeping with our theme for this series is illuminate the sounds of Pentecost. You experienced some of those sounds through our opening video, and you heard about them in the Acts 2 reading for today, and you know that sound is a big deal on Pentecost Sunday. Sounds abounded. Today is Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church. So as you think about a good birthday celebration, what are some of the good sounds that accompany a birthday celebration? What would they be? Obviously, what? Happy birthday to you. Greetings. Maybe singing the song. Maybe we should practice it. Should we sing happy birthday to the church today? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. Indeed, every good birthday has a birthday song. We sing happy birthday, right? In fact, you know, don't you? Because you are wise, intelligent, and well-informed people, that happy birthday is the most sung song in all the world, right? Even more than take me out to the ball game. Even more than the national anthem. Happy birthday worldwide is the most popular of all songs sung the most. What are other good sounds that go with a birthday? Maybe sounds of, what was that, Carol? Balloon popping, yeah. Balloon popping. I can tell your birthdays are pretty fun, I'm sure. Yeah. maybe pinatas collapsing, and yeah, maybe that too, yeah. What about the sounds of glee when a good present is opened, one that you really love? What about the sounds of blowing out birthday candles? You know, isn't it interesting? There's kind of a dichotomy there, isn't there? The wind, the ruach, as the Old Testament would talk about it, wind was what God breathed into creation. Ruach, God's breath, breathed into Adam and Eve. God's breath breathed into all creation. And on Pentecost, God's breath, ruach, breathed into the church. Isn't it interesting on birthday celebrations, we blow out the candles, blowing out the years past, I suppose. Let's not go there. That goes dark in a hurry, I'm afraid. Birthdays are big deals, one way or the other, are they not? They really are. Yesterday, we had the funeral of a man who had celebrated 95 birthdays in his life. And his family got up and talked about how God had breathed life into him all 95 years. When he was 85, he went whitewater rafting. In his later years, he went parasailing. He was always up for a good adventure. Life was breathed into him, and he lived 95 years very well. We would hope and pray that God would breathe life into us each of the years that we live. God was truly breathing life into the church on Pentecost. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, which Ed read so very well for us today, it begins this way. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. All were gathered, one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came, and they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. If you were here at the beginning, you saw that in the video. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages. The sounds of Pentecost illuminate God's Pentecost plan. If we pay attention to the sounds of Pentecost, we'll be able to see God's Pentecost plan. Pentecost, that day that God put his plan into place for the church. Pentecost, that day that many believed in the early church to be the second most important celebration in all of Christendom. Do you know what the first important celebration was? Now, some of you want to say Christmas, I know. It's Easter. Pentecost, number two, behind only Easter, ahead of Christmas in the early church. Why? Because it's the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's power empowering the church. Christmas is a big deal, too. Don't get me wrong. It's a big deal. But Pentecost, an elevated So what if we had Pentecost attendance like we have Christmas attendance? Wouldn't that be fun? We see a lot of red today. That's awesome. It's a way of celebrating Pentecost. Why is this a big deal? Why? Because Pentecost, the day that comes 50, Penta, the day that comes 50 days after Easter, reveals God's Pentecost plan. In other words, God's promise, God's purpose, and God's power for the church. That's God's Pentecost plan, God's promise, his purpose, his power for the church. Jesus had instructed his disciples to remain in Jerusalem after the ascension. They were to remain there until what special thing happened? Wait until, the Bible tells us, you will receive power, it says. In Acts chapter 1, verses 7 through 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. In other words, without my power, without my Holy Spirit, you cannot be my witnesses. Wait, you who have experienced the resurrection, wait. I'm sending you the counselor. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit, not our own initiative, the Holy Spirit that will empower you to be the witnesses God is calling you to be. And when the day of Pentecost came, the Bible tells us there was noise and there was fire and there was spirit. All very significant by God's design. The sounds of Pentecost truly illuminate this day. And when we truly experience the sounds of Pentecost, then we truly see the most important sound of all. And that is the thumping, the beating of hearts that are filled with the Holy Spirit. Those sounds that surrounded Pentecost were awesome and amazing. They truly were. That rush of wind, the fire, all of that was amazing. But what was most significant in God's plan was what was taking place in the hearts. God was putting his Pentecost plan into place. And as a result, the Bible tells us in Acts, it says, many miracles and wonders were done, and everyone was filled with awe. In other words, their hearts are beating fast, loud, thumping. In other words, God was working in their hearts, and God added to their group those who were being saved. Do you remember a special experience in your life where your heart beat strongly? Do you remember what it felt like to fall in love? Do you remember what it felt like to fall in love again? Do you remember when you experienced something, an adventure perhaps, that really made your heart beat? That's what was happening at Pentecost. God was making their hearts beat. It was the most incredible of all the sounds of Pentecost. God was working in their hearts. And if we truly understand, appreciate, and realize the power of Pentecost, then we realize that the power of Pentecost was not just reserved for that day all those many years ago. It's power that God desires for us this day as well. Not just the disciples, but each of us. God's design, God's plan is for each of us to receive God's promise, God's purpose, God's power in our lives. Today, we're going to have a new member class. We started our new member class session, and I know that today as I lead that class, one of the things I'm going to hear, because I've heard it every time we've had a new member class, is I felt the Spirit in this place. That's why I want to be part of Good Shepherd. I felt the Spirit moving in this place, and we give God all the credit for that. I felt the Spirit. I felt so welcomed when I came. It was easy for me to be invited to be part of something special. I felt like it was open. I felt the Spirit in this place. I hope and pray that you have felt the Spirit in this place over and over again. Because it is by God's Spirit, God's power, that God accomplishes anything and everything that happens in this place. Tomorrow, we're going to feel the Spirit in this place. Vacation Bible School starts, 500-some kids and 250-some leaders, grandparents among the leaders this year, as has been in the past. We're excited about that. Well, we're going to feel the Spirit, and we're going to hear the sounds of Pentecost. Pentecost as friends see friends that they want to be part of and be with. Friends meeting new people that are yet to become friends. The sounds of glee as the kids play together, as they learn about Jesus together, as they share cookies together during snack time. And by the way, I'm the chaplain of the snack room again. You know, it's a self-appointed position, but I always nudge myself to the front of the line to be chaplain of the snack room, and I know the Spirit will be there as well as the other places as well. There'll be the sounds of Pentecost as we sing those songs together that the kids have been practicing now for a couple of weeks on their tapes that they've been given. The sounds of Pentecost will abound in this place. And the sounds of Pentecost during Vacation Bible School is something that's very open and it's very obvious and transparent. But you know, the sounds of Pentecost happen in places that are not so well seen as well. For example, every fourth Sunday of the month, one of the best kept secrets here at Good Shepherd is that we have a group that goes to lead worship at the DuPage County Convalescent Center. And every fourth Sunday of the month, our members get to hear the sounds of Pentecost as wheelchairs are wheeled down hallways, as words of encouragement are spoken to people who are lonely and in some cases forgotten by their families. And you know, the Acts 2 story tells us that they were able to speak many different languages. You know, there are some languages that are universal, are they not? A smile is a universal language, is it not? Being able to push a wheelchair is a universal language, is it not? You don't have to go to a special class to learn how to do it. It's something that God gifts us with to be able to share the sounds of Pentecost, to illuminate the power of the Spirit. And every fourth Sunday of the month, as Good Shepherd goes to the DuPage County Convalescent Center, the sounds of Pentecost echo through the room where they worship, because old hymns are sung, and for many who are experiencing memory loss, it's amazing the miracle of those who remember those old songs and sing those songs, and you can see their hearts beating because somehow a memory is triggered by God's grace and they remember God's love in a special way. And the proclamation by Judd Olson and others is good sound Pentecost preaching that makes a difference. Truly, the sounds of Pentecost abound in some places that are not as obvious or evident as others. This past week, our country celebrated quite an anniversary, didn't it? As we celebrated, in fact, our world celebrated quite an anniversary, the 75th anniversary of D-Day, right? And the theme was sacrifice and service, right? Sacrifice and service. We were reminded that 75 years ago, the sounds were horrific, right? Sounds of mortar and bombs and gunfire, horrific sounds. Sounds that are not of heaven. They're hellish in nature. But the sounds that abounded this week were sounds of praise from a grateful nation. In fact, sounds of praise from a grateful world for intervening with the evil that was going on. So, what are the sounds that accompany sacrifice and service that are a part and parcel of Pentecost? What are the sacrifice and service components that bring to life God's promise, God's purpose, God's plan for our lives? Later in this worship service, we're going to have a prayer of commissioning for those who are going to Pine Ridge. And the sounds of Pentecost will abound at Pine Ridge. We'll hear the sounds of Pentecost as hammers pound. We'll hear the sounds of Pentecost as saws buzz. And so as you go to Pine Ridge, every time you hear those saws buzzing, I hope you hear the sounds of Pentecost. It's Pentecost language. It's Pentecost power. As God's love is being experienced in tangible ways, maybe not spoken, maybe more acted out. Later in this worship service, we're going to have a prayer of commissioning also for our Guatemala mission team. And as we go and have, as they go to serve, they will hear the sounds of Pentecost as water filters are purifying the water, as concrete is being mixed and cement is mixed and made concrete, as construction happens, as songs are sung in Spanish and English. Those are the sounds of Pentecost. Today, right now, in Haiti, Dave and Laura Schubert and Brian Patterson are experiencing the sounds of Pentecost. They will experience those sounds throughout the week as dental drills are drilling, as teeth are being cleaned. Those are among the sounds of Pentecost, in which they, in tangible ways, share God's love with the people. And as Haitian dentists are trained to continue to carry on the work so that the Pentecost Spirit abounds, it's being done in the name of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible goes on to tell us, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages. So what language do you speak? What language do you speak? And does the language that you speak illuminate God's Pentecost plan Does it illuminate the sounds of Pentecost? Is the language you speak finance? Is the language you speak business? Is the language you speak marketing? Is the language you speak legal or legalese? Is the language you speak computerese? Is the language you speak HR? Is the language you speak electrical, mechanical? What is the language with which God has gifted you to speak? And are the ways in which you speak that language able to illuminate the power of Pentecost? How is it that God has gifted you with a language that translates into the lives of others so that you too can proclaim in that way that God has gifted you the power of Pentecost? For if we are not illuminating the power of Pentecost by the gift of the Holy Spirit through the language with which God has gifted us, then how are we using that language? Are we using it to illuminate the sounds of Pentecost? For example, social media is a language that many speak. Is it a language that we speak to illustrate the power of Pentecost? Or do some who use social media as their language fall prey to the ills of a current culture which seems to promote an alter ego in so many who profess on Sunday to be Christian, yet utilize social media to say stupid, spiritually lacking, insensitive, even profane things on social media that darken the Pentecost plan? Or does the Holy Spirit allow us to use even social media to illustrate God's promise, God's purpose, God's power in a world that seems to be devoid of it from time to time? The Pentecost plan. Well, perhaps we should do it this way. Perhaps this Pentecost 2019 is a day when we all commit ourselves to the Pentecost pledge, refraining from that which promotes darkness, prejudice, hatred, and sin. And instead, taking the Pentecost pledge, committing ourselves this day, Pentecost 2019, to instead focus on promoting God's promise, God's purpose, God's plan and power in all that we say, in all that we do, so that the sounds of Pentecost will beat loudly in the hearts of others, including our own. And the Bible says this: all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The Pentecost plan is God's promise, God's purpose, God's power. Perhaps today is a day for you to celebrate all those many ways in which God's Pentecost plan of promise, purpose, and power has already been a part of your life. And so this truly is a birthday-type celebration, celebrating those ways God has used the language God has given you to promote God's plan, God's promise, God's purpose, God's power. Or maybe this is the day, Pentecost 2019, that finally God's Pentecost plan becomes evident to you, and you for the first time experience God's promise, purpose, and power. Quite frankly, it's either one way or the other, isn't it? Indeed, as Bishop Miller so adeptly said at our Synod Assembly this past week, we are not saved by our works or our words, but we are most certainly known by our works and our words. Illuminating the sounds of Pentecost. Well, the sounds of Pentecost truly be illuminated through your words and your works this week? Will God's Pentecost plan, God's promise, God's purpose, God's power truly be amplified in your life this week? Will the sounds of Pentecost resound through all that you say and all that you do by the power of the Holy Spirit this week. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, this is a day when we will commission those who are going to serve in Pine Ridge and Guatemala. May the sounds of Pentecost accompany them every step of their journey. This is a day, the eve of Vacation Bible School, and may the sounds of Pentecost resound through these halls and in these walls throughout this week, so that at the end of the week they go out into the world. Lord, this week, we would pray that the sounds of Pentecost that we have experienced on Sunday would truly resound in our words and works on Monday, so that the language you have given us to speak would clearly articulate your Pentecost plan, your promises, your purpose, your power in our world. In your name.